Blog Talk Radio.
God of my peace, who you are, you're the lover of my soul, God. You're the lover of my soul, God. Lover of my soul, lover of my soul, you are. Who you are, I declare it tonight. I declare it tonight. You are my peace, peace in the midst of confusion. You are my peace, peace in the midst of confusion. You are my peace, peace in the midst of confusion. You are my peace, hey, peace in the midst of confusion. You are.
Hello, thanks for tuning in to Kingdom Talk. I'm your host, Pastor Taquasia Garz, and you're tuning in to NDO Gospel Radio Network. And on tonight, we will be discussing, exactly what the body of Christ is going through right now and what we are dealing with as a whole, you know, and what is God saying concerning us and what he's speaking to the time right now at this moment as we're going through this. And the scripture that we're going to be coming from is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, starting at verse 15, and it reads, "For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God, for which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, things which are not seen are eternal." And God gave me that scripture because he's telling us we are definitely going through some things as a whole. We are definitely feeling the weight, the pressure, the persecution, and we are definitely feeling the weight of the anointing, you know, for those that are really going through for the cause, you know, that are really earning their stripes in this thing. We are feeling it. You know, God says, this anointing is not free. You know, in that scripture a little bit prior, they were explaining about all the harsh and the hostile stuff that Jesus had went through, you know, to actually get that crown of glory, you know, that amount of power where we can end prayer in his name, where we could call on his name and demons tremble and demons flee, is because of those traumatic things that Jesus had to endure, which gave him the power. So God is telling us, if we think for one hot second that us as believers is not going to go through, we may not endure what Jesus went through, but if we think that we want to have power and we want to be able to cast out devils and we want to be able to do all these amazing and great things, that we're not going to go through, we're sadly mistaken. We have to go through something. We have to endure some type of fire, some type of testing, some type of crushing, some type of beating. We are just not going to wake up and be anointed. We are not just going to wake up and have that power. It doesn't work that way. Yeah, God has given us power to tread upon scorpions. We know this. You know, it is written. Yes, he gives us a certain power where, you know, we can speak and call on the name of Jesus and things got to flee. You know, the atmosphere got to shift. But in some cases, you have to go through so God can anoint you and elevate you to new levels so that you can deal with those new devils. So God is saying all these things, you know, that we are going through, he's telling us, you know, don't become discouraged. You know, don't be disappointed. Don't be afraid because of what is happening on the outside, because it feels like your outer body, man, is dying because you feel worn out, because you feel beat up, because you feel drained, because you feel powerless in your natural body, in your natural man. But God said, in your inner self is being progressively renewed day by day, even though it don't feel like it and it don't look like it. And the enemy wants you to think that you know, you are worn down. You don't have no strength. You don't have no power. But God said, when you are weak, he is made strong enough. And God said, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So even though our body is just taking a beating right now and going through, our spirit man is being cultivated. It's being developed. Our spirit man is being strengthened, and because the spirit is never sleeping, it's constantly fighting. So God is saying, even though we feel that way right now, and we might be going through a little distress, you know, and trouble is passing on by through our lives, but he's producing something for us, an eternal weight of glory. We're doing it so we can receive the crown of life. We're doing it so that we can receive the statement, job well done, my good and faithful servant. So we cannot stop because of what we're feeling, because of what we're seeing in the natural, because of even what we're hearing. Because the God that we serve is forever working and forever moving, and the Spirit of God that lives in us is always fighting on our behalf. The Spirit of God is the Holy Ghost is always interceding, making intercession for us on the right hand of God constantly. Even when we don't know what to pray, the Spirit knows what to pray. The Spirit knows what moanings and groanings to make to get our prayers across. So we have to believe and understand that even though this is happening to us, still working for us, because God said everything that the enemy meant for our bad is still turning and working out for our good. So even though our body it feels like this is going through turmoil, God is still going to work it out. We're not looking at the things which is seen. We don't look at our body. We're looking at our spirit man. We're looking at how God is empowering us and equipping us for something greater. Even though we're right here and we're in this natural state, our body is striving to go to a new level. Our body is striving to go deeper in the spirit realm. That's why we're fighting. We're we're plunging our way through the spirit to get to God. We're coming through whatever is trying to block us. You know, our spirit man is saying, oh, we're not going down. We're not stopping. We're going to keep pressing towards the mark of the high calling because we have a work to do. Because this thing is not about what's seen. It's about the visible thing. It's about the thing that can't die. It's about the eternal life. It's about the things going on in the heavenly realm. So that's why we are to understand that all of this that's passing us by, this distress, know that it's for a reason. Know that it's for the weight of glory that we need that is going to fill us up. Satisfy our souls. That's what this is for. Even though it feels like, you know, we constantly got to bear the weight, you know, of life stresses and life troubles, even though it is written, it says that we were going to go through. It says that we was going to have to fight. It said that we was going to have to endure some persecution. It said that we was going to have to deal with some slander, some backbite, you know, some attacks. All of that was written. We already know that, but we have to believe. We have to know that the same God that raised Jesus from the dead is the same God that is going to raise us up, and that all of this is for his name's sake so that we can be pushed into a new level. And sometimes people don't understand that. It's just like when you are running a race. That's the best thing to compare it to. When you're running a race, you want to keep training before that race comes. You want to build your stamina up, build your body. You want to keep exercising. You want to build your endurance so that when the marathon comes, you're able to keep up. You're able to keep going. You're able to endure to the end. And that's what God is doing with us. He is building us up. He is strengthening us right now. He is empowering us right now, even through the training, you know, even through, you know, all the hard work that we do, the sweating, you know, the tears, the, you know, getting tired, getting weary. And God is saying, no, you got this. Keep going. Keep going. The only way you lose is if you stop. Keep on fighting. Keep on going through. He said, because you will win. As long as you keep going, you will win because God said the battle belongs to him, that he's going to do it. He's going to do it. He's going to heal your body. He's going to renew your mind. He's going to deliver you from them unhealthy habits. He's going to make you over. He's going to complete the work that he started in you, and he's going to give you the victory. He's going to give you the victory over everything that you thought you could not win. He's going to build your faith. That's what this race is about, helping us to build up our faith and trust in God. As we're going through, we just got to know that, okay, I'm almost there. I'm almost at the end. Don't stop now. Keep going. Don't quit. Persevere. Fight through it. It'll be okay. Giving up is not an option. And this is what God wants us to do. He wants us to press towards the mark of the high calling. He wants us to keep striving. Keep striving, to live holy, to be holy, to live righteous, to be righteous. This is what he wants us to do. Even though in the race, as you see them, yeah, they may look tired. Yeah, they may be sweating. Yeah, they may be gasping for air. But guess what? They're still running. They still running. Until they pass that finish line, you ain't got a choice but to keep running. Why would you stop when you're already in the race and also when you're already near the end? Your breakthrough is right there. Your breakthrough is right around the corner. Your breakthrough is one step away. The best thing that Satan can try to do is just to make you quit. That's it. Because he can't do nothing else. He can't have you do nothing else except quit, because he knows that if you quit, then he got you, because he can't do nothing. He can't stop you. He can't, you know, take anything from you. That's the only thing he can do is make you quit the race and give up and throw in the towel. Because once you keep running and you endure towards the end, he know, okay, that's it. God is about to bless them. That's it. They about to know who they are in God. That's it. They're about to be on the brink of their deliverance. That's it. He knows that if you just keep going, that you are going to receive everything that God has for you. Everybody got to run the race, not just you. Your work is going to be rewarded. We don't got to worry about that. We don't got to worry about that, because when you run a race and you get to the end, you're going to get your prize. That's not important. What's important right now is that you finish. God wants us just to be able to finish. To be able to finish the race, because a lot of us is throwing in a towel and losing hope and being discouraged and, you know, giving up and saying, we can't do it. This is too much. And no, when the Bible tells us to be strong and courageous and do not fear, that's what the Bible say, that he's never going to leave us nor forsake us. So if he's saying that to us, He's already letting us know, listen, it's going to get a little hard. You know, don't be scared. You know, don't look at the other people that's running beside you and get afraid, you know, of what's around you. Don't look at how far away the finish line is and then want to stop. No, just keep going. Because God is with us. And he wants us to be able to finish. All we need is God's grace, you know. All we need is his spirit. God will give us the strength. God will help us to continue to the end. Let us not, you know, lose our heart in doing good, you know. In due time, we're going to reap. You know, if we don't grow weary, we got to keep going. Don't grow weary. Don't give up, because a lot of people get so close and then they give up, and you never get to see what the end is like. You never get to get the blessings, you know, the manifestations of God, where you never get to see the breakthrough, because you stop, you give up, you turn back. Why? Be strong, be of good courage, fear not, don't be afraid. God is with you. God is going to do it with you. God will not fail you. He wants us to be strong. He wants us to fight and keep going. He commanded us. It's a commandment in Joshua that commands us to be strong and courageous. It ain't just a statement. It's not a comment. It's a command. God is saying, you know, I am here. You are not alone. God is our beacon of hope to not give up, because if Jesus went through all of that, if Jesus went through all of that persecution, you know, all the thorns and his nails and his head and the beating and drinking of the vinegar, if he went through all of that for us, we should be able to go through this. For God's name's sake, because it's not the same. We're not going through all of that. You know, Jesus already did that for us, so we don't got to go through that. Thank God. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We just got to endure some, you know, some trials, some tests, some tribulations, because he said it was going to be trouble on the world. He ain't never tell us we was getting heaven on earth. He told us it was going to be trouble here. Because we here in this, you know, in this place, and we are peculiar people, and we all belong here. So he told us that. He already warned us. This is not your home. You're going to go through. He said, and they first hated me, that they going to hate you too. So he definitely, you know, gave us the warning, gave us the heads up. It's not like none of it was a secret. He let us know what was going to happen. So All we got to do is, like I said, is run this race. We know what's around us. We see the hurdles. We see what's before us, that we got to jump these obstacles and go through these obstacle courses, but we can get through it because we have God. We have the Spirit of Jesus now. We have the power of the Holy Ghost now. We have something that is a keeper that is within us, that will help us to keep going even when we don't want to, even when we feel like we don't have a reason to, even when we feel like, okay, we at the back of the race, God, we're all the way at the end. There's so much ahead of us. There's so many obstacles. There's so many things. And do you know that with God, we still could come out on top? Do you know that with God, we still can win this race? Do you know that with God, we can make it over everything that is put before us? That's the beauty of having God, because we have that guide that's telling us, okay, now jump. Okay, move to the left. Move to the right. Okay, now we want you to pick up speed. Now I want you to jump over this hurdle. Now I want you to pass the baton. We have the Holy Spirit now for that, that is leading us and guiding us and telling us what to do, telling us where to go, telling us how to move, how to handle situations in life. So we thank God for the Spirit of the Holy Ghost now that we have, that is able to do that, that is able to keep us from falling, literally. Because that's what he's doing. Without it, you know, we would know nothing. We won't have a guide. We won't know what we're doing, where we're going. So we thank God for that on tonight. We thank God that we didn't have to go through those things that Jesus went through. And now what we're going through is because of this glory that we get to experience, is because we're trying to make it into heaven, because we are trying to do what we're called to do, you know, trying to have our inner self be renewed. You know, even though your body is getting beat up, you're feeling certain emotions, but just don't let it get the best of you. Just, you know, don't let it kill your spirit. Don't let it disappoint you to the place where you lose hope and you lose faith, because life can definitely get overwhelming and get heavy. But when you do it in God's strength, you're able to do it. Even though you still feel those things, even though you might feel sick in your body, even though you might not have certain things that you need, but God is able and God will deliver us. God will rescue us. God will hear our cry. He will answer our prayers, because that's the type of God we serve. He's not going to leave us nor forsake us. He's not going to just leave us stranded, because that's not the type of father he is. He loves his children. He loves us. He hears us, and he's here to help us. But we have to continue to keep going. We have to keep moving forward. We have to maintain our strength as well. Yes, God is going to do it, but we also have to do it too. Faith without works is dead. So we have to be diligently seeking him. We have to be diligently praying. We have to be sober-minded. We have to be seeking his face and drawing nigh to him, and he will do the rest. As long as we're doing our part, God will always show up for us time and time again. But he wants to see us put in the work. You know, he wants to see us also, you know, put your best foot forward. And that's all God is looking to do, and it's teaching us, you know. It's working out our character, our integrity. It's helping us to be spiritually mature. That's what this is doing. That's why we're going through it. And it's working on things, just like the word said, that are not seen. It's passing trouble. It's not permanent trouble. It's things that we got to go through, but it's passing. It's not, you know, it's not eternal. It's just temporary, and it's just producing, you know, a fullness in us. We going to be blessed after this. We can't look at the things that are seen. We got to look at the things that are unseen. We got to look at the spirit man and deal with the spirit man and build up the spirit man. Because it's not about the things that are visible. That's what people think. Those things are brief and they pass away. Those things don't have no monument, no meaning, no anything, because God said the whole world going to pass away. God said everything in this world going to pass away. It's all going to fall to the ground. He said, but focus on the things that are not seen, that are invisible. Those are the things that are everlasting. Those are the things that are imperishable, which is our spirit, man, which we have to learn to protect, which we have to learn to cover, which we have to learn to strengthen and do those things, because a physical death is really nothing compared to your spiritual death. So we have to make sure we're ready for that. We got to make sure we're actively working to build up that spirit, you know, to keep that spirit strong, to keep that spirit stronger than that flesh, to be disciplined. You know, in any sport, you got to be disciplined. So we're running a race, you know, in the kingdom of God to get to heaven, you know, and to work out our own soul salvation. You know, we call it a race, this marathon. We got to have discipline for that. You can't just get out there and think you can run a marathon. You only exercise one day. The same thing with your faith. You can't go out there and think you can cast out a demon because you read a scripture and you prayed for one day. No, you have to train. You have to discipline yourself. You have to train. You have to sharpen your weapon, sharpen your tools. You have to do the work. You have to put in the training. You have to exercise your faith, exercise your hope, exercise your belief. You can't just assume because you've done something one time that that's going to work it. No, the Bible says these spirits only come out through fasting and praying. So what used to work for your headache, praying for a headache, is not going to work for casting out a demon. It's two different things. It requires two different levels of power where you have to come up in your faith to be able to, you know, call that thing out. Even when Jesus did deliverances, he told the people if they didn't believe, get out the room. If you don't believe, if you're afraid, get out. So that's just like now. You going to come into this thing and, you know, not be prepared. No, just get out. And when you're ready to come in, you know, ask the Lord to build up your spirit. Train. Read your word. Fast. Pray. Talk to God. That's what God is saying, though. But what's important is the things of the spirit. That's what the bulk of the message is. That's what is important. But the same God who rose Jesus from the dead on the third day with all power is the same God that is going to resurrect us out of the hands of the enemy. The same God that is going to bring us out, that is going to deliver us, that is going to give us victory over our oppressors, over the enemy. The same God that did it before will do it again. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He does not change. Our God loves us. Our God is there for us. He is here to deliver us. He don't want to see us fail. He don't want to see us discouraged. He don't want to see us thrown to the side. But he's doing all these things and allowing us to go through these things so that we can be encouraged, so that we can be strong, so that we can be courageous, so that we cannot give up. That's all this is for. He don't want us to get weary and well-doing. Because he said at a proper time, you're going to reap your harvest if you do not give up. That's why Satan wants you to give up, because he wants you not to be able to reap your harvest. He wants you to not be able, you know, to reap the benefits of going through everything that you did. That's what he wants. But you got to stay strong. You can't give up. You have to keep on going because your hope is in the Lord. Don't give up. Because if God be for you, who could be against you? It don't matter what's going on. It don't matter what they're throwing at you. It don't matter what lies they're speaking on you. It don't matter, you know, the persecution, the slander, whatever it may be. God have a blessing with your name on it. God has a reward for you. Do not lose heart. You know, it looks like it outwardly, like you're wasting away. You know, that's what it looks like. but inwardly, God is renewing you. God is restoring you. God is building you up. God is fortifying you, making it so that, you know, you ain't going to be tossed to and fro. You're going to stand on God's word like a rock. You ain't going to be able to be moved. And that's what he's doing. Everything that we're enduring, we're going through, it's just to fortify us. It's just to teach us how to stand. It's just to help us to endure. It's just to help us to trust and have faith. That's what it's all for. God has been sending his word, look, I'm doing these things to prosper you, not to harm you. I already made plans for you in your mother's womb. I already did that for you. He's a good father. He loves us. He wants nothing but the best for us, but he don't want us to be weak. He don't want us to be jelly-back believers. He don't want us to be scared of their faces. He wants us to be able to cry loud and spare not, no matter what they look like, no matter what they say, no matter what the world is doing. He wants us to be able to stand in the face of persecution, stand in the midst of the fire, stand in the midst of the heartbreak and the heartache and the pain and the betrayal. He wants us to be able to stand because that's what Jesus did. He still carried out the will of his Father no matter what happened. Even when Peter tried to talk him out of it and said, Jesus, no, don't say that. You are not going to die. He rebuked Satan. He rebuked Satan and Peter because he knew that he had to do his Father's will no matter what. No, it is the will for me to die. It is the will for me to get hung up on the cross. It is the will for me to get the thorns in my head. He knew his assignment. He knew his calling. So right now, even if we're going through, we have to have the same mindset as Jesus did. No matter what it is, no matter how much it hurts, no matter how many tears we gotta cry, we cannot give up because it is our Father's will, and we have to keep going, and we cannot stop until we can say it is finished. I am done. The will of my Father is completed. That's when we can give up the ghost. That's when we can say, okay, it is done, when we have carried out the Father's will and it is completed. But if we are not there, then we cannot give up no matter what it is, no matter what it feels like, what it looks like, because Jesus had to hang on a cross. We're not hanging on a cross. We're not doing anything similar to that time. So that's why God is trying to strengthen us, because, look, we didn't have to go through that. We didn't have to endure that. Yes, we are going through. I'm not taking from that. We're humans, of course. We're not robots. We feel. I get it. But God is saying we didn't go through nothing compared to what Jesus had to endure. We're just going through something similar in a different type of way, but we're not going through that. And we better thank God for that, that we're in a different time, a different day and age. But what we better not do is give up before the assignment is completed, before it is done. Even if that means you got to rebuke, you know, whoever Satan is using around you, your loved ones, because Peter was his disciple. He walked close with him. He loved him. But listen, even if, you know, the enemy try to use you as a distraction, the enemy try to use you to get me off course and, you know, out of the will, I will rebuke Satan out of you as well. I love you, but I'm still going to do what God called me to do. And that's what God is saying. It don't matter, because the enemy is going to use whoever he can. The enemy is going to try to put thoughts and ideas into people closest to us because he wants us to get off course. He wants us to second guess what God called us to do. He wants us to just allow a little bit of doubt in us, just a little bit of fear, just a little, any of those things, because any of those things can allow him to get a little leverage over us. All he needs is a little slight opening of the door so he can come in. And we don't want to open no doors for the enemy to have his way. We don't want to give him access to our thoughts, to our mind, because then he comes in and what does he do? He comes to distract us. He comes to get us off course, get us out of the will of God. That's what he does. So we got to rebuke the enemy no matter who he's speaking through, no matter who he comes and use to be a hindrance, a distraction, a stumbling block to the will of God that is trying to come forth in our life. God wants us to endure like a good soldier. God wants us to be strong. No matter what it looks like and what it feels like, we said, for God we live and for God we die. That's what we said. We said we love him. And he said, if you love me, you serve me. If you love me, you'll follow my word. You'll keep my commandments. So that's what we're doing. Even though it feels impossible, even though it's draining, even though it's lonely, even though sometimes you're isolated, even though sometimes you get sad, you get depressed, you may cry tears, but guess what? You got to keep doing the will of God. You got to keep your hands to the plow. You got to keep fighting. You got to keep moving. You got to keep pressing. You got to keep praying. You got to keep fasting, keep worshiping, keep giving God the glory, because Satan is a liar and he is defeated. He's under our feet. We got to keep doing what God has called us to do. If Jesus never stopped, neither can we. The assignment is not done yet, so we can't stop. Giving up is not an option. We come too far to give up now. We came too far. God brought us way too far to give up now. We can't even turn back now if we wanted to. We wouldn't even know what to do. We're too far gone anyway in God. So we have to keep pressing towards the mark of the high calling. We have to keep pressing. We have to keep fighting until the victory is won, until the assignment is complete. We can't just stop. Even though it seems that way, because we're weary in our body and we look like we're wasting away and we look like we're going through. Yeah, and that may be the case because we are. You know, the body is going through it. It's going through a fight right now. It's spiritual warfare going on out here. Even when we're sleeping, still going through warfare. So, yeah, our body might look it. It might feel it. But guess what? The spirit man is still going. That spirit man is still fighting. That spirit man is still like, no, I'm still going to pray. I'm sleepy, but guess what? I'm going to pray. You know what? I'm sad, but guess what? I'm still going to turn on that worship. You know what? I'm depressed, but I'm still going to pray tonight. You know what? I don't feel like doing it, but guess what? We're going to call a fast because your spirit, You discipline now. You know, you don't have a choice. You know, I can't stop. This is my life. This is who I am. Jesus didn't have nothing else to do but to do his Father's will, because it was in him. It was of him. It was who he was. This is who we are. We are called by God. We was destined for this. This is what we was created to do. This is what he called us to do. This is our purpose. We can't stop now. We don't know nothing else. This is all we can do. All I know is God. All I think, sleep, eat, dream is God. People say that, but they don't really know when you really can't do nothing else. See, y'all got an option to be in the world. Y'all got an option, you know, to go out and have fun. There's no option for the believer, the one that have given up their whole life for this, the one who have sacrificed everything for this, because I can't see it fail here. I can't see it quit here because I don't have nothing else. This is all I've had. I've given up friends. I've given up family. I've given up jobs. This is all I have. I don't have a backup plan. See, people got A, B, and C plan and D, E, F, and G. But see, this is my plan A, and that's the only plan I have. There's no other options. This is the only way. It's only one way to get to the Father, and that's through the Son. This is my only plan. There is no other option. That's why giving up is not an option, because there's no other option but this. This is my life. And when something is all you have, you going to protect that thing. You going to sacrifice for that thing. You going to die for that thing, because that's all you have. All we got is our faith. All we got is our hope. We ain't got nothing else in this world. What we got? A job? That's secular. You could get fired from that. What? Some money? That could burn up in the fire. You could be poor tomorrow. What? Our health? You could get sick by the night. Everything is temporary on this world, in this world, on this earth. But the only thing that is eternal is by us running this race, living out our purpose, picking up our cross and following Jesus. That is the only thing that is going to get us past this temporary time right now. That's the only thing that is going to help us to spend eternity with God. That's it. Nothing else on this world would do anything for us. That thing is going to die. It's going to go away. It's going to perish. It's going to crumble. It's going to fail. It's going to die because it's not eternal. It's not immortal. These things are perishable. These things are temporal. They can change. But the only thing that's not changing is our God. The only thing that's not changing is our faith and our hope in him. We got to keep our eyes on the things of the spirit and not of the flesh. We got to focus on the things that are not seen, the invisible things, the things that people are not paying attention to, the things that people think is not real, like Satan, that is hiding and, you know, operating through people and operating through situations and circumstances that have you looking at people and fighting with people, and when really it's him. We got to get him out of the way. We got to remove Satan out of the way. We got to rebuke him. Whatever it takes for us to stay the course, whatever it takes for us to carry out our Father's will, that's what we're going to have to do. Because we don't want to stop now. We too close. We come too far. And God's got a blessing with our name on it. God's got some great things for us. God is getting ready to do some amazing things for the believers. He's getting ready to open up the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing that is too large for us to receive. He's about to do it for us. He's about to show people that he is God. He's about to show people that we belong to him. We're not just believers, but we have taken on the titles of sons and daughters. Anybody can be a believer. Yeah, if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you know, you could be a believer. You know, you believe, you can be saved. But once you have been accepted into the body of Christ, into the kingdom of heaven, and you have converted your life over and you have begun to live for God and you have begun to make that commitment and submit to the mighty hand of God and start to obey his word and lay down your life for this thing, you become a son and a daughter of Christ. And we got a lot of people that are believers, but God is getting ready to do some great things for his sons and his daughters, for those who have been going through for his name's sake. Those are the ones that are about to get a major breakthrough. Those are the ones that God is about to show up and show out for. He said, those that suffer with me shall reign with me. He's saying to his people, his children, weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. He said, I heard your cries. I am coming because I hear you, because you've been calling me. You've been crying out to me. You've been seeking me. He said, and I'm about to come. I'm about to show up just for you. He's been seeing you go through it all. He's been seeing you keep on pressing. God sees all things. He sits high and looks low. You think he can't see? He see that they betrayed you. He seen when those family members turned on you. He seen when everybody left you. He seen when you still was coming, even though you was brokenhearted. He seen that you gave your very last when you had nothing. He seen you. God seen you. He seen it. He seen it. He seen it all, he said. It's not in vain. God is about to do something miraculous for his sons and daughters, I'm telling you. You know how it goes with your parents. When your parents got money, when your parents got a little money after they pay their bills and, you know, or everything is good in the house and everything is taken care of, and, you know, your parents are going to be like, oh, let me do something nice for you because you've been behaving. You know, everything is paid up. We got a little extra. Let me do something nice for you. They want to take you to McDonald's. They want to buy you some shoes or some clothes. They want to get you something special. They just want to ball out for you because they like, oh, everything is good. You know, you've been on point. You've been waiting on mommy while I grind and I pay these bills and I handle business. That's the same way God is for us as his children. He said, you know, you've been going through. You've been bearing it all. You've been acting right, even though they've been picking at you now. They've been trying to poke you now. They've been trying to agitate that flesh. You know, you've been going through it, the slander, you know, the lies that been coming against you. You've been dealing with it all. So let me bless you. Let me give you something nice for everything that you've been going through. Let me give you a special blessing. That's what God said he is about to do for his children. He sees you. It's not in vain. God loves his children. God is definitely going to show up, and he's going to prepare a table in the midst of your enemies. He's going to make your enemies your footstool, and I don't think we really be understanding that, but God is going to show us, even us, because sometimes we know the word and we quote it, but God said, do you really know? Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Do you understand what I'm about to do for you? Do you understand my word? Do you understand that, you know, everything that you do in me, it's not for nothing. Everything that you do for my namesake is not for nothing. It doesn't get overlooked. You know, I'm the vindicator. I will vindicate for you. I will bless you. I will seek revenge. Do you really understand what my word is saying to you? God bears all our problems. That's why he says cast all our cares unto him, because he will deal with it. God is going to deal with it. He is going to do something mighty for us. Not because we deserve it, not because we did works to receive it, but only because we love him, only because we obey his word, only because we're doing it all for him. He sees that. He just wants us to know on tonight that he's going to show up for his people. He's going to do a great thing for his people. And he just want us to know that, you know, keep your eyes on the unseen, you know, in the spirit realm. Keep your eyes on God. Keep pressing towards the mark of the high calling. Keep fighting this good fight of faith, enduring to the end, not getting weary and well-doing. Keep staying strong, being courageous. Don't get discouraged. Don't be disappointed. Because life is going to happen. Life is going to do what life does. Things is going to happen. But God is with us. And if God be with us, then who can stand against us? Trust God. Believe God. Keep your faith. God is able. Just know that you need to keep going until God's will is done in your life, until you complete the assignment that God placed over your life. Thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Talk. Jesus loves you, and so do I. hold on to your faith in this season. Everything is passing away. Everything is going down, but the word of God. Have a blessed night.